is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Thy Kingdom Come, Hidden Prophecies in the Lord's Prayer. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Cody Johnson with In the Garden, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet. Birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
I stay in the garden with him, though the night be falling around me, but he be of woe
His voice to me is calling, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
If you deny the Son of God, Jesus Christ, you do not have the Father. So don't call someone Father who's not your Father. Remember some years ago, visited my grandson and granddaughter out in California. They were just little bitty kids, and they kept calling me Papaw. And they call, you know, their grandma, Wanda, my sweet, precious wife, they call her Mumsy. That's the names they have for us, Grandpa and Grandma. They call us Mumsy and Papaw. Names of affection. And I was out playing in the backyard with them and some other kids, their friends, and my little grandson Daniel was calling me Papaw. And one of the little neighborhood girls, she thought she'd call me that too. She said, Papaw, she was calling me. And my little grandson Daniel looked at her and he scrunched up his face and he said, "Don't call him Papaw. He's not your Papaw. He's my Papaw." And I just almost cracked up laughing. Little girl, you know, she was trying to be sweet, too. I mean, after all, my grandkids were calling me Papaw. She thought she should call me Papaw, too. But Daniel told her, "Don't call him Papaw. He's not your Papaw. He's my Papaw." Oh. I told Wanda about it. We just laughed our heads off. But, you know, he was telling the truth. I wasn't their grandfather. I was their friend, but not their grandfather. But Daniel, he knew. And you know, my friends, this is true of God. You can pray to God, but you better make sure you're addressing the true Father. Now, so we see the prophetic dimension even of our Father. You know, one of the commandments says, "Thou shalt have no God before me." We cannot accept that these 3 million Hindu deities, or Mohammed, or Allah, or the spirit of Buddha, or any of these others, or the so-called God-man, the Dalai Lama. We cannot accept that these are acceptable as our Father. You know, there was a reason that Jim Jones of the People's Temple of Guyana, who induced those people to suicides, insisted that they call him Dad. Many of the members of the cult groups insist that their followers call him Father or Dad. But my friends, Jesus says, "Call no man Father except your Father in heaven." Of course, we have tens of millions of Catholics who call their priests Father. And a fact is, they are disobeying Jesus Christ himself, who said, "Call no man Father." Here again we see the prophecy, "In the last days many will call themselves Father and insist you call them Father, but listen to me very carefully, call no man Father but your Father which art in heaven." And how about that, "which art in heaven"? Did you know the NIV takes out those words, "which art in heaven"? You see, in the New Age movement today, they say there's really no heaven or hell. There's a fourth dimension. Many in the false religions, even so-called Christians, talk about other realms, another zone of reality, an alternate reality, other worlds. Some New Agers talk about vibrations. There are people in this vibration frequency, but if you're in another dimension, you can be in another vibration frequency. Even travel through time. But my friends, let me tell you very clearly, the Bible says there is a place called heaven, and that's where God has his throne. It is prophetic to me that in the last days, the truth about there being a heaven and God, which aren't in heaven, is being called a lie by all of the religious leaders of today. Former premier and president of Soviet Russia, Gorbachev, says, Earth is all we've got. This is like Noah's Ark. We're stuck here on Earth, and so we should clean up our environment and make it a better place. It's all we've got, he says. He doesn't believe in a heaven, does he? The Mormons believe that when you die, you get to go and be God of your own planet. If you've been a faithful Mormon, a member of the Church of Latter-day Saints. But my friends, let me tell you something. That's not so. There is a heaven, and there is a hell. And you're going to go there to hell if you don't believe there's a heaven and a God who rules over it. You know, Jesus said that he was going to heaven and that he would send the Comforter to us. He said, I'm going to go to prepare a place for you. There are many mansions in my Father's house. Heaven is our Father's house. And let me tell you something, my friends. God is not going to have anybody there that doesn't obey him. And that's why Satan was cast out of heaven. Jesus said of Satan's fall, I beheld Lucifer like lightning fall from heaven. The star that fell from the heavens. Yes, my friend, there is a heaven. And when you pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, you're acknowledging your belief. But in this prophetic last days, the lie will be told there is no heaven. There is no hell. Many Christian leaders today will tell you that heaven and hell are simply states of mind. Figures of speech. Don't believe it, my friends. The heavens above, and I mean the skies above, point to the glory of God. And that great being, God, exists in a time and place in heaven. Now we get to the line in the Lord's Prayer, Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. This is prophetic, my friends. Because in today's last days, every name seems to be acceptable. Oh, Jesus is certainly acceptable. The Muslims say he's a wonderful teacher, but not the Son of God. The Buddhists say, listen to what Jesus said. His teachings were wonderful, but not when he declared, before Abraham was, I am. C.S. Lewis is so beloved by so-called Christians everywhere. But in one of his books, he explained that he visited the great ruins of the Temple of Apollo, the Greek sun god, and he felt compelled to kneel and worship and pray to Apollo. And he said, would that not have been all right after all? Was not Apollo just one manifestation of the Christ? One of many manifestations of Christ, Apollo. It doesn't matter by what name you call him. In the book, Toward a One World Religion, Lola Albright says that all of the religions of the world, the major religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, are all waiting for a Messiah to come. The Muslims call him the Imam Mahdi. The Buddhists call him the Maitreya. We're all waiting for the same person to come. You're waiting for the devil to send his Antichrist, you false religionist. I'm waiting for the true Jesus Christ to return with a great sign in the sky, and every eye will behold him, the Bible says. I was on a radio talk show the other day. A guy called in. I thought he was going to have a question. Instead, he said, I am the second coming of Christ. I said, let me stop you just a minute there, my friend. Did you just say that you're the second coming of Christ? He said, yes. I said, well, thank you for fulfilling prophecy today. He said, what do you mean? He said, I am Christ. I said, well, you may be deceived into believing you're Christ. I believe you're blaspheming is what you're doing. But in any case, you're fulfilling prophecy. He said, oh, yes, yes, I'm fulfilling prophecy because I'm Christ's second coming. I said, no, you've got it mixed up. You're fulfilling Christ because Christ himself prophesied there would be false Christ, Antichrist coming in the last days. And some would come in his name. I suspect you believe you're Jesus. He said, yes. I said, yeah, well, Jesus said, many will come in my name, claiming to be the Christ. Believe them not, he said. You are fulfilling Christ, and you're a blasphemer, I said. You're of the devil. Maybe he was mixed up. Maybe he was mentally ill. He was nevertheless fulfilling scriptures. Hallowed be thy name. What is that name? Philippians says that Jesus Christ is a name above all names, and someday every knee shall bow in heaven, in earth, and down below. That's right. There is power in the name of Jesus. No wonder so many want to de-emphasize his name. No wonder you turn on television today and they're using Jesus as a name of profanity. Anything to blaspheme or diminish the name of Jesus. But let me tell you what 1 John chapter 4, verse 15 says. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Hallowed be thy name, Lord Jesus. You know, in the 12-step programs, they will not let you say the name of Jesus in their meeting rooms. They say, we have turned our life over to a higher power. They mention some nebulous, hazy God, which they say is God as we understand him. But it doesn't matter. He can have the name Lucifer. That can be their God. They can worship themselves. They can worship a Brogan boot. But never mention the name of Jesus, they say. They remove the name of Jesus. And as far as the Masonic lodges, their God is called, euphemistically, the Great Architect. The Great Architect. But they will never mention the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something, my friends. The Bible says, holy, holy, holy is the name of our God. And the Lord's Prayer, you're praying, hallowed be thy name. And there's hidden prophecies in the Lord's Prayer. Let's take the words, thy kingdom come, period. I used to think, you know, until I looked again, I said, I forgot there was a period. Because right after thy kingdom come, comes thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I thought they all ran together. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Well, that is true. When God's kingdom comes to earth, it will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But you see, this is a separate sentence. It can stand alone. Thy kingdom come, period. You know what you do when you pray that? And remember, Jesus told us, this is his model prayer. His disciples asked him, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he said, all right, pray like this. Use these words. Thy kingdom come. You know what you're praying, my friends? You're asking for God's kingdom to come and manifest itself on planet Earth. Now listen to me very carefully, my friends. You see,
for a limited period of time, for his own reasons, and God can do what he wants, he is allowing Satan to have a limited jurisdictional power on this planet. There is Satan's kingdom here on earth. He is God of this world with a small g. God of this world. You see, he has his own kingdom. Principalities, territories, thrones, wickedness in high places. Yes, Paul said, the Apostle Paul revealed him as the God of this world. John said, the whole world lieth in wickedness. The whole world lieth in wickedness. Did you know, my friends, that you and I, as Christians, we're the only ones that do not lie in the power of the hands of the wicked one? He is the prince of the power of the air, and he has control over this whole globe, except, oh, I love the exceptions. Listen to me very carefully, my friends. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. If you are born again in Jesus Christ, you have been translated into the kingdom of God. Christ lives in you, the hope of glory, and you are part of the kingdom of God. God is in you. You are in him. Satan doesn't want any part of you, my friend. Jesus himself said, a kingdom divided cannot stand. And when Jesus, even the presence of Jesus, was felt by the devils, they were tormented. They are tormented. A lot of Christians worry about being demon-possessed today. Let me tell you, my friends, you don't have to worry. You don't have to be fearful of devils. You better be fearful of God if you don't obey him and what he tells you to do. He's the only one to fear, not the devils. They're nothing. They are absolutely nothing.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.